Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 19 of the Slovenians in Winnipeg podcast. My name is Mark Labar with you once again this month. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you. I had the opportunity to sit down with Andy and Vera Slako to have a really good in-depth chat about their histories in the community, getting some really cool information about the beginnings of our community, especially on the music front. Some great stories about the Zvon Singers. And we also got a chance to talk a little bit about upcoming things and things that they want to see happen in the community going forward. Share some great Folklorama stories and all that kind of stuff. So I really enjoyed it. It's a long interview, but I think we had a chance to really get our teeth into a whole bunch of different topics. So it was really, really interesting. On top of that, we have a little bit of news from right here in Winnipeg and some fantastic, fantastic music for you this month. So let's get started.
Sod is for, yeah, sod is for wine barrel. You can have a rain barrel. That's not the same kind of barrel. It's different words. I mean, this is a thing that we're, I mean, I'm used to a certain thing, my parents being from Primorje.
You can talk about that on the radio program. Are you recording
me? Yeah, I am actually. I started it. That's great. No, that's fantastic.
Things come off your head and you think.
No, that's great.
But this is always a topic. It's not topic. It's kind of a.
But yeah, I mean,
it's kind of a joke with us always because always bugging about people in Prekmurci against,
yeah, yeah.
Against, not against, but I would say that not a battle either, but names, words, and things and phrases. It's kind of like, what the heck are you talking about? Well, that's how we call it.
And yeah, yeah.
That's how I always used to make fun about. So one of the best one was carrots. The Slovenian
Murkovce. And cucumbers is different than Prekmurci too. We call them ugurke.
See, Andy's looking stunned now.
No, I thought it was something else.
No. Well, it is something else
too.
Everywhere else.
No. Yeah, we call them kumarce. But
kumarce,
when I was
yeah.
in Stan in Slovenia last time, they called it something different yet, yeah. I thought.
And wallet was always a weird one. And Prekmurci, it's bankach.
Bankach.
Oh, that's different.
It's a bank bag.
Bank bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bank bag.
That was my dad's example always all the time.
That's why it's the influence of the northern part of Hungary.
Yeah.
And
that Austrian,
yeah, and
the Austrian
that, right?
influence
Whereas
as well,
Andy
yeah.
From where they are, there it's more Italian, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of their pronunciations are different too. Like
mm-hmm.
legs,
mm-hmm.
we call noge, and they
spelled
say
N-O-G-E.
And they say nohe. Funny though, like the same country, but then all the different regions make it different with all the pronunciations of different words and.
Influence.
Yeah.
Like more to Hungarian.
Yeah.
So many words that's
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and they understand the language when they come from that area.
Yeah.
And my parents are Italian. They spoke fluent Italian because, well, actually they were older. So they were, when they were still living in Slovenia, they were under Italian, the government, that part, because they were so close to the border.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to Italian schools. They were told not to speak Slovenian and
well,
so
definitely
on and so forth.
On that Primorska side, you have all that
Italian influence.
In the language.
Yeah, it was interesting.
And food.
Food too.
My dad grew up in
polenta.
Polenta. Yeah.
Yeah. A little different.
Till the day he died, he was still like polenta.
Mm-hmm.
You figure you eat something every day of your life when you're young, you're sick of it, you never want to touch it again. But
and spaghetti sauce too. I mean, I remember, when we started dating, go to your parents' place, it'd be spaghetti sauce. Well, that's more Italian, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up with goulash and more, right?
Sure.
Whereas with them, it was more spaghetti and sauces, which is fine.
And even when we were there in 2000, my first time there, we were in Kopr doing the dance exchange.
Right.
And everybody, you walk into a shop, and it's like, buongiorno. It's
yes.
Like, whoa,
it's,
where?
Yeah.
What country am I in right now?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know.
It's like you'd never hear that in Prekmurje.
No, not at all.
Any
no.
other part of the country.
No kidding.
No.
But I think that's one of my favorite things about traveling to different parts of Slovenia is getting all that language,
yeah.
the variety of
mm-hmm.
people. You know, you go up
mm-hmm.
to the north in
mm-hmm.
the Gorenska area, and it's like, I don't understand anybody from that area. I have such a, like, I don't speak fluently, but.
Yeah.
I can understand a lot of what
yeah,
my dad
words.
Says, and,
mm-hmm.
but those northern mountain folk, like, I got nothing on those people.
Yeah, totally different dialect. It's even funny with Andy when, being from my parents from Prekmurje, right? When he traveled there when we went 10 years ago as a family, and then he went again a couple of years ago, you know, understanding what my relatives are saying or talking about, or he had to kind of listen twice, right? Mm-hmm. What are you trying to say? Or
well, yeah, certain phrases and words.
Yeah, like, it was...
Didn't have a clue what they're talking
as
about.
As I grew up with that, I understand it, mm-hmm. you know, a lot exactly. more, right? So
I still have a hard time when we have politicians come and visit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have a really hard time understanding that sort of... Ljubljana legal area. Mm-hmm. Slovenian, that really proper Slovenian.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Some people, yeah, call it proper Slovenian because they do by the books.
Yes, so to say. Exactly. So yeah, I have a hard time listening and hearing, and and I'm like, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I caught every second word.
Yeah,
maybe every
second word. Maybe you catch every second word. I catch every like fourth or fifth word, maybe.
Which is great.
So welcome. Thanks for doing the show. Appreciate it.
We started
rolling and listening to stuff and started chatting about traveling in Slovenia and all this kind of stuff. I'm sitting here with Andy and Vera and sitting in their lovely home. And we're here to talk about all kinds of stuff, whatever you guys want to talk about. I thought I would start with maybe the beginning to talk a little bit about how you guys have been involved in the community over the last number of years, because you guys have done like everything in the community here and there and everywhere. Fondest memories, things that you guys have really enjoyed. I'll let you take it. Where do you want to start?
Well, I just want to say we're honored to be asked to be on the program. Andy and I were kind of like, Mark's asking us to be on the radio program. We thought, okay, that's interesting. And I guess as I'm thinking about it, I have been involved. My gosh, I'm not going to say how old I am, but I will be this year. But my parents came here in late 60s and got married in our church, Our Lady of Lourdes. I was born a year later and baptized and First Communion, confirmation. Started dancing in Zvonček when I was 5 years old, and then moved up to the other dance groups, and then I taught I think I did too. And actually your grandma taught me when I was in Zvonček, so it's kind of
there's the full circle.
Yeah. And then I was Miss Slovenia when they still had the queens and mayors. Actually, I think I was one of the last ones before they changed over to the ambassadors, right? And then I got involved with different aspects, I guess, with the Slovenian community, being for Folklorama, being the pastry coordinator for Folklorama, and then I was pavilion coordinator a couple times, and then, yeah, still involved with the church along the way. And I think, again, our church is a big part of our Slovenian community. It's what makes us unique, right? Still amazed that after 65 years, we're still kicking, right? Yeah. I mean, a lot of families have come and gone, but a few of us, not just a few, but, you know, quite a bit of still trying to carry on the traditions. And I guess us more with... being involved with church and participating in the church choir, where you also are part of. And that's where Andy and I guess I started singing in the choir when I was 10 years old. And then, I don't know if Andy, were you playing the organ at that time? I can't remember. It might have been your sister, Margaret.
You were how old,
10? Yeah.
No, I don't think I just started yet.
Something like that.
When I was about 16.
Yeah. And then we got together, and this Tiglev went on a trip to California in 1988, and after that we got married a few years later,
and the rest is history.
So the rest is history, as they say. But I guess Andy could, you know, talk about more about the choir and stuff too, because his dad was one of the original members and conductor, I guess, as well, right? In the choir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I guess, I mean, you're talking about your start, whatnot, and with your parents, mine goes, 18 years earlier. Mm-hmm. My parents came in 1950, when they had the nice flood here in Winnipeg. And when they came to Winnipeg, my mom was saying, she says, are we in Venice or what? It's all underwater. And then eventually they made their way out of town to where they were supposed to be hosted and working in St. Eustache. But yeah, for them, I mean, life started quick in getting into Winnipeg with jobs and whatnot, because there was no work to stay on a farm for a whole year and, you know, make a living. So they came to the city and they got jobs. And then important thing for them at that time, and I guess and within a couple of years, is church mm-hmm. and having a community. And they used to go, first thing, yeah, it was important for them to go to church, but then they were going to Czech church because the language is kind of similar, whatnot, with the mass and everything. And then I guess the men's club, as it was then, started early 50s,
yeah.
I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
somewhere
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
So my dad was part of the original group. So I guess, yeah, that's why I'm still with the founding fathers. The plaque that's in the hall, he was the last remaining member of the founding fathers when he passed away three years ago now, three and a bit. And yeah, so they had the men's club, as they called it then. And I guess events were, well, it was a lot different then than it is now. They used to have socials, dances, whatnot and stuff. I mean, still the church was kind of, well, we didn't have the church yet then, sorry. I'm not sure even where they had
their meetings.
Where they had meetings. I think
Slovenian
they used to
club.
Have it at people's houses.
Maybe. Yeah,
yeah
you're
yeah,
right.
I think
I
so.
Believe
that's where they
so.
Used to have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But until the church came along in 63, I guess it was, yeah.
Which your mom was part of.
My mom would be one to ask exactly how the story was, how they found out that old church, it was, now what was it?
Anglican?
No, it was. No. I think it was United.
United.
Yeah, I think it was United Church.
It had a name though, but it was vacant for a while, and they found out through somebody that it was for sale. This could be purchased, and my mom, I think she was part of the group of people that started going, because by then they knew people, Slovenian people in the community through the club and
mm-hmm.
whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and they started going door to door to these people because. Everybody had a car then, whatnot. It's strange as it is, though, huh?
Yeah.
And but they started collecting money and getting donations to put a down payment to buy the church,
and here we are.
And then it went on from there. Yeah.
So we talked. You talked a little bit about sort of the beginnings and where we're at now. I'd be interested to get your thoughts on like how we've managed to keep this going for so long. Like, you guys have been there for been involved for a while. You've seen things come and go and up and down and up and down, but we're still here, and I would say we're more than kicking. We're doing good.
I agree.
You know, what do you think contributes to that longevity of a group of small as ours, where other groups that have been larger have kind of crumbled and fallen apart?
That's a good question. Again, I think it's the church for
it's
sure,
a
right? It's
of
a
things,
combination.
Though, but I think one of the main ones is the church.
Is the church,
because that's the building we still use for all of our meetings, for practices,
mm-hmm.
for baking,
right.
for things related to the CSCS side. But then yet we have the regular Sunday mass,
mm-hmm.
and mass is during the week and whatnot. And unfortunately, funerals. They come along. Weddings are good too, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, we all come together on these occasions. And
what's interesting for me is seeing the progression of different priests we've had over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You've gone from having sort of Slovenian
yes.
priests to European priests to not so European priests that we have right now,
yeah.
and it makes me really happy to see our community embrace and welcome in.
We have to, right?
We have
and,
to.
And again,
yeah.
as we see in the when we go to Sunday Mass, you know, it's less and less people, Slovenian people,
mm-hmm.
but we are starting to bring in other you know, other people into our church, and it should be that way,
mm-hmm.
right? Church shouldn't just be for a certain cultural group, right? I think we need to open that up, right? But I still, I like the aspect of having, I like having the English Mass, but I still like having some Slovenian in there because mm-hmm. that is our background and that's what we still, I believe we like to go on Sundays and still hear the Slovenian songs being sung. And
well, those songs have been there since day one, and it's you can't totally eliminate
that,
them.
I mean, right?
Yeah,
it's such a tradition. I mean, yeah. it was at first it was how would I say not opened or started, but I mean it was a Slovenian Roman Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they even said Slovenian first, because that's who was built and bought by and taken care of. And
mm-hmm.
and yeah. I think that we're still, I mean, again, back to the church, it's interesting how, you know, we have our Mass and then we all always go downstairs for coffee and it's
not fellowship.
Fellowship, right? And it's even people who you don't see maybe for a bit, they come back and either be it their parents are celebrating something or whatever, and they come and they come downstairs and it reminds them of what it used to be like when they, you know, they used to come a lot more and,
mm-hmm.
and how, what a wonderful thing we still have. And to see that group there, it's still a nice thing to have, right?
Sure. And, you know, as things like the language
right.
sort of start to go by the wayside, you know,
right.
and I listen to my dad and he talks to other people who work in other communities
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the comments that he gets is, wow, you still have people there who speak
Slovenian.
Like, fluently.
Right.
We're like, oh yeah, yeah, lots
yeah.
of people. We have
yeah.
a whole generation. But you know, I feel like in my generation, certainly it is starting to really, you
oh,
start to see really the
sure.
decrease.
For sure.
But like hearing all those Slovenian songs and being able to read the text and
yes.
say the words, even if you don't always understand every single word you
yeah.
say,
well.
Just keeping that up and running is
right.
so,
and
so important.
Just like with our kids, Erica and Evan, right? They're very involved with the choir as well. And, you know, the Slovenian language is a beautiful language and it's very easy to read
mm-hmm.
and to, and it's just a beautiful thing. And same thing, they don't, half the time they don't know what they're singing, but they still, it's beautiful. And those songs are, I was saying to Andy, you know how we have the downtown choir projects
mm-hmm.
we've had for a couple of years now. It's wonderful. We get together with all the different choirs and still, I think ours is one of the nicer ones because how we have the four part
mm-hmm.
harmony, right? And that's kind of what makes the songs unique and nice as well, right?
Yeah.
So,
and definitely, like you said, it's to see all those different ways that people
right.
worship, and
yeah.
you know, total different flavors of the same
yeah.
kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
You have our sort of romantic European style, right, versus the Baptist style, and theirs is like this super up-tempo, fun,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
it's awesome to see. And again,
for
like
sure.
that embracing of like, oh, this is different, but it's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's all, again, like you said, it's different ways, but yet we're still worshiping the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, that's...
So I guess if you looked at sort of the two pillars of what keep the community kind of afloat, you have sort of the church and the choir on the one hand, on the
yep.
language end,
yep.
and maybe like things like Folklorama. On
and
the other end, for the culinary, the dance, the costumes, the clothing,
yeah.
all that kind of
yeah.
stuff.
And it's I think, again, Folkrama is one of our bigger activities for the year. We can showcase, you know, our Slovenian culture, right, through all that, the food and drinks and the entertainment and stuff. And, we try to still embrace it and want it to carry on through, you know, through our kids. And that is one way of showing up for sure.
I don't know about you, but I'm super stoked to play again this summer if we get the band back together.
Yeah, it is an awesome band. It is an awesome band. I know. You guys sound
great. I wish everybody
you
could
guys
see
sound
the face
great.
That Andy's making right now. I wish. It's like, oh, maybe.
Always got some kind of ideas or plans or things that you'd like to... You like to get going.
It's just preparation, right?
Sure.
It's a commitment, right?
Yeah,
just like
yeah.
just like the dance groups having practices every Sunday. It's something you have to.
We've got the talent to do all.
Oh
kinds
my
of
gosh!
Stuff.
No kidding, big time talent. We're
big
so
talent.
Fortunate, right?
Yep.
And
yeah.
We are, lots of musical people.
Yeah, and well, like you're talking about carrying on and stuff. I mean, yeah, I guess it's our turn to carry on now. I mean, when I started, I guess I started playing, I got my first button box in 83 when I went to Slovenia. So I started after that, I guess 84, 85.
Mm-hmm.
Because then Zvon, so I mean, so 84, 85, they're already singing for 15 years. And they used to have, they had another button box player, Frank Mueller was his name, he was German. And I mean, so you wanted the authentic sound of the accordion, the mm-hmm. diatonic accordion. But then when I got mine, and it was good, and Mike Sobrich Micha, he was the guy pushing. He says, come on, we have to do this. And it was a lot of fun. It was
hard work and fun, and he was very mm-hmm. much a go-getter, right? And that's what we miss too, right?
Yeah. He used to kind of piss me off sometimes because he almost pushed you too much. But then now I see because I would also remember, like, he would always kind of in the background says, you know what, you're going to continue when we're gone,
mm-hmm.
type of thing. You're the one going to be doing it.
And you see that now, right? Like, you see right. people like you and Dennis who are trying to push the group in different directions.
Yeah.
And not everybody always is, like, totally on board with everything, which is okay. Yeah. That's fine, too. Yeah. They got their prerogative to do that. Sometimes they don't see the bigger picture.
It's just, we have different, it's a different lifestyle now, too, mm-hmm. right? We have to understand that, right?
People's lives don't revolve around the church.
And that's, I guess, the other part of where you're asking us the questions about, you know, where our community is going. And, you know, when our parents came to Canada and, you know, the Slovenian community, the church was everything to them, right? They were there every Sunday and, mm-hmm. and all the, you know, they were belonging to all the different clubs and councils and, you know, there'd be dances every Saturday in the church hall and picnic grounds. Mm-hmm. We'd have picnics almost every Sunday in the summer, right? But, you know, as years go by, it's, you know, things change. And
well, your dad would describe you were in the womb at dances already because your mom was working in the kitchen yeah. how many months pregnant preparing schnitzels and salads and stuff for
I think that was a very common thing for
the hall held some like 150 and your dad says it was like 170 people crammed mm-hmm. in there
and
I think as the community changes and evolves, and I think that we have more people on the different sorts of people on the board, you know, we're starting to adjust. I think for a while people were really hesitant to embrace that idea of, like, our community is changing, the demographic is changing, and people's attitudes are changing. And I think now we're getting to a point where we're like, oh, okay, we can use this and we can take this and we don't have to do things this particular way. And
no, and again, you have to remember that, you know, when our parents came here, marriages were usually the husband and wife were Slovenian, mm-hmm. right? And now as generations go on, that's very not common, right, mm-hmm. anymore. So you have to, and I'm amazed at how much sometimes the spouses do get involved in our community,
sure.
even though they're not Slovenian.
Sure.
Like, it's amazing. And we're lucky to have, you know, so many people that aren't Slovenian that mm-hmm. are involved, because if we didn't have them, you know, we wouldn't, a lot of things wouldn't have gotten done as also, right? So, well,
and I think that's the difference between, from what I've seen for our community and other communities across Canada and United States, is that we're, again, willing to embrace
right.
that. It's like people are like, well, they're not Slovenian. How can they be members of a Slovenian group? Like, well, we don't care.
No.
They're willing to come out and yeah. volunteer and mm-hmm. put time in and energy and effort. So, yeah, mm. come on out.
Exactly.
Like, married in. We don't care
exactly.
if you're French or German or Chinese or whatever.
No.
Just if you're willing to help, come on in.
Yeah, we're lucky to have that. For sure we are. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little more about the Folklorama thing. We're going back this year. We're hopefully going to get a location. We're hopefully going to get a spot. Cross our fingers.
Okay.
Involvement in Folklorama. We talked a little bit about the past involvement. Involvement for this year. Plans, expectations, hopes, dreams. What would you like to see from the pavilion this year?
I think it's great what we have. You know, we're known for our food and all the preparation we, you know, we put into that. People are amazed that we make all our pastry, and that's amazing. And again, you know, the pork and the chicken and the food is always awesome. That's the number one thing we hear from everybody. And of course, entertainment is great too.
It's a lot of work for a small
but again,
amount of
it's
people,
it's a lot of work, and again, it's commitment, right? So it's something that, you know, if you know that it's coming up and you want to get involved, you really have to start preparing ahead of time. And I think that sometimes gets in the way, right, of our lives, because, you know, we do have other things. But you know, I'm happy to see Folk Corona back and that we're going to be part of it. Of course it is. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping my end will, you know, will always be volunteering within the community, within the pavilion there, and hopefully we'll see you guys back, you know, performing, because yeah, the live music is awesome, right? It's just like the dancing, but again, the music is it's a key thing of Slovenian culture, right? To hear all those sounds and the singing and everything. So
well, now with our new button boxes at Stan and I got
so nice. They're so nice.
Hopefully we'll get to hear some.
It'd be nice to involve more people.
Yep.
Yeah, and again, it's commitment, right? And mm-hmm.
I think that's the music part is more fun than it is commitment.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Dancing is a lot more practice and whatnot and commitment and stuff, but the music part of it.
Having been on both sides of that spectrum, I can definitely agree. The music part is a lot of fun and it's a lot lower commitment, which is why I like it.
It's kind of, it's sometimes a little bit of improvisation too.
Mm-hmm.
In the dance group, you have to all do the same thing, really.
This is true. It's a little bit.
When you're playing the music, so if you stop playing for a second or you hit one wrong note,
who cares?
Not a big deal.
Who cares? They don't hear anything anyways. No,
we're all volunteers.
That's true.
Exactly,
we're all volunteers.
That's right.
Well, I'm super excited. You know, I really a couple years ago when we didn't play, I missed it. I didn't realize how much I was gonna miss it until I was kind of off stage and watching the show. I'm like, oh, okay, I kind of miss having my clarinet and getting out there and playing stuff. And so I'm excited. If we get back together this year, I'm looking forward to having some practices and maybe doing some new stuff and finding some time to do that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the future. We talked a little bit about the past. We talked a little bit about, which is awesome. One of the reasons why I do this podcast and is to get those stories so they have a place to go and they don't get lost in the shuffle. But let's talk about the future. Let's talk about where we want to go from now to wherever. Things that you would like to see the community do in the next however long. Set your own timeline. 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. Where would you like to see the community go in that time?
First off, you want to see it survive. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what, things change quickly, and I mean, a community is people, and we're losing a lot of these people that used to be a big mm-hmm. part of it. I mean, it's our older generation, like now with last year Vlado passing away,
mm-hmm.
I thought we'd still gonna have a few more years with him continuing the music part, this the Folklorama thing. So now that's taken a big turn. I mean, like I was saying earlier, it's up to me now, Dennis, and us to continue this and get that part going. So,
mm-hmm.
Of course, you want to see us survive, continue. But I mean, it takes, like we say, it takes some devotion, dedication, time, the want, you know, the need, the want, the need to keep doing this stuff. I mean, basically, you do enjoy it.
You don't like
much the practices on the if it was a Sunday night and that stuff is kind of and I used to hate it sometimes. I'm like, why are we doing this? And then the week would come of Folklorama and stuff, and it was over, and it's like, it was fun. It was good. We had a good time.
Yeah,
you know, there was lots of good memories that we had, like when the Zvon guys were still around, and we used to sit in the back room there and practice in between shows and stuff. And we sing songs. We have a little glass of wine or something, and then guys would sing these old songs that I remember. I mean, as a kid, I still know them and whatnot. But listening to these guys singing these songs, I mean, that's priceless. That I can't forget. I mean, those are great memories.
I definitely had a little moment at church on Sunday. with eyes like, I don't remember what we were singing.
One of the songs.
Oh, man.
Isn't
and I just,
funny?
I thought I heard Vlado right next to me.
You know what? That's funny. I did the same on Sunday. I forget what song it was. And
some just innocuous part of the mass. And I was like, oh, man. I got a little emotional there for a second. It was
he's a big part being part of the choir there and being missed. Definitely a lot. I think it just went too soon, right?
Yeah. But, well, it's such a powerful voice, right? That it leaves a bit of a hole.
It was unique.
Unique. Yeah. Very unique voice.
I wanted to say back, it's interesting how when Zvon started, how, with Miha and Vlado and Joe Krishmeral and Tony Pickle and
my dad.
And your dad, how the different voices, like, mm-hmm. again, the harmony and everything involved, like, they were perfect, you know? And, you know, Vlada with his amazing, you know, what is that? It's not soprano for men. What is that called?
Tenor.
Upper tenor. And, like, how many people in a community get voices like that?
I remember them singing at Daniel Mack one year. It was just... I think it might have been you and Dennis and Vlado and maybe Miha even, and maybe even Joe, maybe. And you guys sang Kolbe Yaz Zvon Shekpil, and man, the place was like silent.
Yeah.
And it was like not a dry eye in the house. And people were just like, who are these people? And what is this song they are singing?
Yeah.
And I remember, I think I was doing sound. I think I was at the sound booth in the back.
Right.
And I'm like, oh. And I was just looking around at people. And people were just like wiping their faces off.
Yeah,
and
it is pretty
and
amazing.
And non-Slovenians. People who had just come for the pork. And now they're just like having a moment to themselves.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, that was.
And that was one thing about Miha. I'm so glad he pushed you guys to make that CD, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times now I hear people... They have the CD and they put in their vehicle and they play and they get to remember those voices, right? And there you go. And I hear that so often, you know. I feel like listening to some Slovenian music and they put that in. But you were asking about the future of what we want to see. Of course, I want to see the Slovenian, you know, community to go on. And again, our church being our local, you know, where we meet for everything. I want that to continue on, right? And
so I guess my question is, what's the best way to go about doing that? Like, you talked about getting people involved and making people passionate about what they're doing. And so I guess there's different ways to go about doing that. What kind of programs, ideas? I'm always interested to hear.
I you know, when we did last Friday, we went to watch the Jets play.
Oh, that was great.
That was great. And I've always wanted to do something like that, to have it maybe in our church hall,
mm-hmm.
right? If why can't we have that there as a meeting
so
place?
Easy. Yeah, it's so easy
it's
to do
so,
at Smitty's.
And but I mean, we could have it there on a Friday or a Saturday and get together instead of getting, because, you know, dances and all that are a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be, you know, a little bit of work. But I mean, it'd be a great meeting place to get together. And maybe we'd see more people come out that we don't usually see, mm-hmm. right?
And we're planning things like I think we're going to do the quiz night again.
Yeah.
I think
Miranda
and I
that.
Are going to do that.
You know, and we, whatever is less work is always the best, right? So that way we can participate.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Slovenian language. It would be nice to maybe have some classes again. I know both Erica and Evan, Andy and I being both Slovenian, they've always said, no, why don't we know more? They understand quite a bit, but, you know, it'd be nice to... maybe start something up like that again. Now that they're older, it's always good to have another language, right?
I would love to take language classes.
So, yeah, that would be great.
It's one of those things. I didn't appreciate it when they came around the first time, when Marco Simonich was doing it the first time around.
Right.
And I was like, I don't have time for that. I'm in university. Blah, blah, blah. And now I'm like, man, I should have done that. I should have taken that opportunity.
Exactly. So I think that would be a great... great thing to have for us to, you know, maybe keep the language going. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting. We were watching this Jeopardy last night. I don't know if you watched it, but we were watching. And one of the categories was Slovenia and Slovakia.
Slovakia. I'm not sure how
that was one category.
Wow.
And we're like, really? Because a lot of times people get Slovenia and Slovakia mixed up, right? But it was, I'm like, wow, like, when would you have ever seen that on Jeopardy? Slovenia, right? But I think it has a lot. Well, one of the questions, of course, was Melania Trump, right?
Who emigrated to the United States, blah, blah, blah. Right. Became a citizen in 2005 or something.
And then, yeah. And then one of them was about the Lipizzan horses, right?
Horse.
A 400-year-old place, whatever. Yeah. Lipizzai raises what? And it's like horses. And,
And I forget what the other one is, but it was interesting.
We got them all right.
I should hope so. But I mean, we're such a small country, and here we are, you know, a lot of people don't even, you know, you tell them where you're from, they're like, where is Slovenia?
Like the Olympics now.
Yeah, yep. same thing. I mean, it's amazing. Yep. Amazing. We had a hockey team that beat US, right? Yep. And we have soccer team. We have, the Slovenians have soccer team. They have many people's, like, skiing is a big,
huge thing.
For such a small country, it's amazing. Amazing what
we do. Funny enough, with my students at school, I do a living abroad project. So I have them research living in another country, getting an apartment and whatever.
Right.
So I'm talking to one of my students, and she goes, I'm like, where are you going for your living abroad project? She goes, oh, there's a little country in Europe, Slovenia. I'm like, you're kidding.
No.
She goes, no, do you know where it is? I'm like, yeah, my dad was born there.
Isn't that
She goes,
something?
No kidding. I'm like, yeah, I've been to Ljubljana. I've been there many. I've been there several times, and so we start talking about the language and the culture.
Exactly.
And she's got a friend there that she wanted to go and visit, and she's always wanted to travel there. And I'm like, oh man, let me tell you, this is great. You should go, and it's fantastic.
Yeah,
so it crops up all over the place.
It really does. It's amazing. It's you start talking to people, and they said, yeah, we're going to travel this summer, and you know, Croatia, and then this place, Slovenia, and it's like, oh yeah, good choice.
I think one of my favorite episodes of the show was interviewing my mother-in-law after she came back. She went to that trip of sort of Croatia.
The tour,
and she spent a couple of days in Slovenia traveling around. She goes, the people are so nice. And I'm like, yeah.
It's like,
and we ate so much. I'm like, that also doesn't surprise
me.
Everywhere we went, people were trying to feed us stuff. I'm like, that sounds about right. So I think it was a nice endorsement
nice
for
to
people.
Hear that.
You know.
Yeah, it's nice to
sort
hear
of the hidden
that,
jewel
sure.
of Europe, right? And,
and
you know,
that's what
go.
It is. It's
Yeah, so it's like got all our bases covered. We talked about the church, talked about the Folklorama, talked about past, present, future, anything that you want to see going forward, other than, you know, surviving is one thing, but thriving is another, and some of the programs maybe that you'd like to see going forward.
I think
forward.
You like making sausages, Kalina. That's a big tradition.
We haven't done that in a while.
We did last year.
Yeah, did it last
year. That's right. Evan,
year. Evan was there.
We're going to do it again this year. I think Danny Kazicki is going to is gonna head that up. So
That's something you really enjoy.
I do it at home.
Delicious.
Spare time.
Yeah,
actually, I'll give you some later. I got some smoked tenderloin I made 2 days ago.
Nice.
Turned out really good.
Well, we're talking sausages, like blood sausage, right?
Yeah,
and buckwheat and the traditional kielbasa and so stuff like that. I guess traditional things, right? That where you can get, you need people, not a big crowd, but you know, something like that. And
wine pairing's also good too. We did that a couple of times.
We've done wine.
Martinovo.
The whiskey thing.
We
for
haven't
once.
Done Martinovo in a while.
Martinovo.
Yeah. Actually, we did our own kind of private. Couple times because it was like, well, it's
but
that time of
I
year.
I forgot about the wine tasting stuff. That was always fun. We had that in the church hall, and
I think I went to one of those. I think we went to one of the
you
first
might
ones.
Have.
I think Jamie and I actually went.
I think you did as well. Yeah. And that was something, you know, we can enjoy as a community as
well, right? Absolutely.
And we can have someone else.
Not difficult to do too.
I think it's just a call to the LC and you get
exactly.
the person in.
So stuff like that. Yeah. It's
Masquerada. I think they wanna. There was some discussion about doing something like that again, maybe down the road.
Yeah,
it's.
I'd love to see that kind of stuff come back. Mm-hmm. I would love it.
It always choked me because I was always just like just too young to appreciate those things.
I
so
know.
It's like, you know, when I was like 15 And it's like everybody's, I think that was one of the last years they did one of the big masquerade balls. And people just had a blast in the church hall. And I'm like, oh, I thought, like, I can't go. I'm not old enough. And this and that. And that. But now I'm like, nobody wants to do it. Now I'm old enough to appreciate it. Nobody wants to do it. And I'm like,
yeah, it'd be nice to bring those kinds of things back. But again, I think we have to kind of, with what we do, you know, try to accommodate the people we have right now and try to maybe different ways of carrying those traditions on, right?
Well, certain things like those dances, there was just no interest later.
Yeah.
The people that used to like this is, I can't do it anymore. Right. And then it wasn't the kind of thing that that younger generation was really interested in doing. Yeah. So, I mean, people weren't coming out to them and, you know, they were still being put on and they were losing money on them. So it just...
And it's fine. And then you just, you improvise with other things,
well,
right?
Well, I know. And, I know. But I guess that's what I'm saying. That's kind of why they haven't happened, you know, because you're losing money on it and people are working for nothing. And
But even the Folklorama thing, like some of my favorite stories to tell Jamie are like, yeah, you weren't there when the tent was there. And you weren't there when there was, when people would, you know, some of these guys would show up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and start drinking and then wouldn't be done until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Do you remember, I don't know if you remember when it was at the church with the tent and they used to decorate the gate area there with
branches
and stuff.
Those branches,
and
branches,
you know, that's so much work. All
so
that
much
work. And then,
that,
you
that
know.
Whole tent was
that was
just
Mr. Golich's big truck. They used to go steal branches from.
Yeah.
It wasn't. At the bottom of Garbage Hill there in UK on Kimberley, there was a little forest there, and we used to go there and chop down these trees and drag them over, trim them, and stick them in the fence.
Yeah, that sounds pretty illegal, but sounds pretty fun. They, and it's like, I just totally, I'm like, you missed such a crazy, crazy time.
Oh, yeah.
For like that stupid stage. I remember Andre
extreme
Schmouse
heat,
trying to put that stage together.
Extreme cold sometimes.
The rain
thunder,
the
wasps,
lightning,
the wasps
bugs.
Around the food. Oh,
good grief.
And
the
then you were doing
cans.
The electrical, all the wiring, and you'd have to be
setting
up in
up
that.
The day before, all the lighting and the electrical, and then take it down after mass on the Sunday. It's go outside and spend the day there taking everything out.
So, yeah, it was nice to have it there, but...
Yeah.
It was a lot of work.
People forget, right?
People,
like,
forget.
People forget
the work. Because
it was so much fun.
Yeah, oh yeah.
People forget how much work it was.
Just
loading
like,
up. And they used to bring all those picnic tables and chairs from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They did that too.
Load that up, ship it in, set it up, and then take it out.
That stupid green stage that the band played on.
Yes.
Oh it finally rotted, fell apart.
And like the stage that Andre and Father Tony built.
Father Tony, that
with
aluminum.
With those I-beams. Oh, man, did that thing weigh a ton.
Yeah.
And shimming it underneath the to get it all level. And it never was level. It was always, there was always people tripping over stuff.
Oh, yeah.
With the post in the middle. And
still, we were in a parking lot.
And we were in a parking lot. Yeah.
And then we would have to run from the church hall, the dancers, right? Because that's where we would dress up in our costumes and stuff, and if it was raining outside, we basically had to
the trailer
and then we'd have
back.
To run from there into the tent, hoping not to get soaking wet because you had your costumes on
silk outfits.
And so actually we used to change up in the church choir. That's where we used to go change into our costumes and stuff too. So there's lots of good memories.
Fun times.
It's yeah.
I just remember the Slovenian ambassador coming here. This was towards the end of the tent days, and him jumping behind the bar to help the guys because it was so busy.
Look at that.
And he was like, oh yeah, I'm in. I'm all in. And he's like, he's like in a suit. And he's like, jacket off, tie off, sleeves up.
Starts throwing beer
bottles at people. And he had a blast. He's like, he stayed all night. And he's like, this is like the most fun I've had in years.
Yeah.
Just serving beer to people. And you know, we used to go through, like, my dad would just say, like,
lots.
Cases and cases and cases and cases.
Yeah.
We sell in a week now what we would do on a busy night then.
Yeah, it was incredible how much beer went through there. And then with the Gostilna they used to have in the back. So once they made that thing, then everybody had their little core in the back.
Yeah.
It was kind of dark, and Yeah, they were there all night, and
I'm so glad we brought that back when we were at we were at DMCI.
Well, that's the feel of Slovenia, right?
Yeah,
it's where you sit outside and
it kind of brings back some of the memories of what we used to have in the tent there.
Yep. Yeah, I hope we get to do something like that if we put something like that together again in Sargent Park.
It's a different venue.
Different venue. A good venue, though. I like Sargent Park.
Yeah, it was good.
It's a good size for us in terms of the number of people we get.
Right.
Yeah.
I found even Daniel Mack on those late shows would sometimes feel really empty.
Yeah, the bleachers weren't full or just
but tables.
Bigger place tables.
But Sargent Park, I think it always looks kind of full. You can have just a few people in there and it looks a little fuller.
Which is better for everybody, performers and everything.
Well, that's great. I love hearing all these kind of stories. I think this is the kind of stuff that needs to get recorded and put down somewhere.
I agree.
I think people forget about
they do
stuff.
You know, we talk about all the hard work and it's so much to plan and it's a commitment. But like Andy said, you know, once you either be a folk karama or any other event, we have fun. We end up having lots of fun, right? That's what it's all about. And a few shots of...
Well, that was the thing. The worst thing was always, it's like it was a Sunday night or something. These guys, well, we want to get together. And they're late because Vlad was bowling at the picnic grounds, whatever. And it's, Sunday night come to practice. And I'm like, I'm still kind of a somewhat teenager, whatnot. I'm like, I don't want to be here and stuff. And then afterwards, the bottle of brandy came out and the case of beer. It's like, okay.
Okay.
So then you have one, you relax a little bit and you play and you sing better and whatnot. And it was a lot of fun. It just was, you know. And I mean, yeah, these guys, they live for it. The singing and drinking, the friendships they had with all of that, from singing in church
to singing folk karama. They found time to be with their friends more than we do now. It's interesting, right? Like even when Andy talks about with his parents, how he remembers they'd have people come over in the evening and they would stay the whole night and the kids would go to bed and
of kids on the bed. You're small enough, there's 3, 4, 5 kids on a twin bed.
Yeah.
You know, they come check on you every hour or two or whatever.
But yeah, and then they still get up for church the next day. Or my dad remembers, you know, they'd go to everybody would go to church and then they'd go home, quickly pack a picnic lunch, and everybody heads to St. Malo for the day.
Right.
That was another tradition every Sunday, right? To do something like that. And you try something like that now, it's not as easy, right? No. It's interesting, right?
It's different world.
It's a different world, and that's what we were trying to say earlier, right?
Yeah.
You know, our lives change and the society is changing, but you know, we try to do the best we can. I think we're doing pretty good.
I would say more than pretty good.
I think we're, and we're so happy to see, you know, our kids still involved in yourself and, you know, the next generation, you know, to carry on. And it's great to see, because that's like how many generations, if you think about it, right? I mean, there's Andy, it was Andy's dad, Andy.
It's at least three.
Yeah, at least three, right? Yeah. And same with yourself, right? Yeah. Your
fourth,
grandpa, your fourth.
Fourth in some cases.
Exactly. So in some cases, there are four. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Wow, and Erica made a point actually the other day. She was saying, you know, she's been busy these past summers with other things, but yeah, like, you know, how much the community was a big part of her life, and it's amazing how when August comes around, you know, right away it's, oh, you think of folk karama and time to get involved and to enjoy the culture and stuff, and because it is a big part of your life, it has been, and it hopefully it'll continue to be in one way or the other, right? Being in the church or in the CSCS with the Slovenian community and some ends of it, right? So
all those things,
yeah.
They'll all move together, right?
Exactly, yeah, and it's nice to see.
Okay, so before we wrap up, any last thoughts, any ideas? We cut to the song. Would you like to hear any particular band, artist?
That would be your Andy. What's your favorite? You'd want to hear something.
Already picked it. It's one of two of from the Zvon CD. It's either the mix or the my dad's song.
Oh, there you go. Which one?
I'll have to go look. Let me grab the.
Okay, we'll find that, and then we'll for sure throw that on there. This is great.
Yeah, it was fun. I can keep going now.
That's fantastic.
Once you start talking about the old, you know, the stories and stuff, you could go on, you know, and on. It's quite interesting.
But I feel like this is, like, along with the book, you know, this is a way for people to get those stories.
It's a great idea to do, actually, and it's recorded and...
And archived and archived all, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And...
So.
I
love hearing the old stories.
Oh no, who doesn't, right? Because you forget too once you start something and you remember, yeah, I remember that. And
it's such a different perspective because like when I was at the church, I was just like a kid, so right. I had a certain perspective on what was happening around me, right. and seeing all those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now hearing it from other people's perspectives who are either, you know, dancers or adults or, you know, whatever.
And it's interesting to see how you see it, right? Yeah. Or how you saw it and how someone else sees it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful memories. Wonderful.
All right, what do we got?
Oh, my dad, his favorite, Sazidos Hem.
Okay.
Sazidos Hem Sivinsky Hram.
Perfect.
Which was really nice. So last year when they had the little Slovene Fest at the farm, Evan sang that.
Oh.
It was a nice tribute to my dad and to the Zvon group because, Evan was with while we were playing together.
Yeah.
Still when Vlado was around. And
I think he did he sing it with Vlado that time too? Or no, not the Swimming Fest. Sorry, that was...
No, no. What song did they do at Folklorama?
You were part of that too. Oh boy. I can't remember now.
I don't remember
which song.
That whole thing's a bit of a blur.
It's a couple of years ago.
Yeah, running off stage, putting my vest on, and then running back
on
stage.
Yeah, no kidding. Emceeing, and it's funny because I remember. Yeah, you had different roles, right? And it's hard
different
to
hats.
Go from. Yeah, but you did an awesome job. Awesome job.
I can't remember what song they did. Because they did like a duet type of thing, didn't they? I don't think it was on there.
I can't remember now.
No.
We did a whole bunch. They did a couple of songs where the two of them took the lead on the vocal parts. God, it was so much fun. That's so much fun.
I know.
I love it. I'm going to borrow this.
So you have to pick a date that you guys get together once
for
a week.
Well, even if not, just to get together and jam and play some songs.
Absolutely. Yeah. I still want to get you guys. I'm going to bring all these mics and my stuff, and we're going to record like an intro for this.
Yeah,
for this
sure.
show.
Because sure.
I'm using Nagolitsi right now, like a little clip from that.
Yeah.
But I want like a legit, real intro for this show.
Yeah.
It's been almost 2 years.
You've been asking.
We can, we can do it.
But like Andy said, you can just get together for fun.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be a practice,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
That'd be nice to see too, right?
For sure. For sure, for sure.
And like you said, that's what the Zvon used to do that, right? Just get together and sing and play. And it wasn't for any concert
or... I'll bring the brandy, you bring the
beer. Okay.
Okay.
Deal.
Pivo.
There you go. Pivo.
Pivo. Yeah. Well, perfect. Well, thanks a lot for coming on the show and taking time out of your evenings to do this. For us. I'm sure everybody's going to appreciate hearing all those stories and all the great stuff.
It's our pleasure.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Mark.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Приятлю Магдай час, най прийде к мені у вас.
То сладко вінце п'ємо і хвалимо Бога, з весел'єм та завжиємо, та добрега нам да. Yeah, Claude.
ciu babom en boca, in cecai zdravanda.
To slatko vince pijemo in hvalimo Boga, s veseljem ga zaužijemo, tak dobre ga nam da.
Ladies and gentlemen, I really hope that you enjoyed that interview. I know it was a long one, and I apologize at the beginning. There was some sound issues trying to get our microphones set up appropriately, so I apologize for some of the weird sound at the beginning and my voice being a bit muffled, but I think there was some really great stuff in that interview, and I hope you enjoyed it. And that song, to remind you, was Sazida Sem Sivinsky Hram, and you'll notice that the solo part in that song was done by Mr. Slako, and you know, we talked at length about the history of the Zvon Singers and Andy's involvement with that group, and so it was nice to get that song out, and that was a song that he wanted because it features his dad, so that's going out for him. Coming up in the Slovenian community in the next little while, we have another bingo on April 8th at 11:30 a.m. in the church hall after church that morning. You know, these things are always fun. You bring a bingo dabber, you pay your $15, and, you know, for a couple hours, you just smash some bingo cards, and it is a good time. And I know I learned how to call some numbers, and people are really, they really get into it. So it's a lot of fun. So come on out, bring your money, bring your bingo dabbers, and have a good time. Coming up next, we have a song by a band we've played on our show before. The band is called Bigfoot Mama. This song is actually almost brand new. It came out this year in January, and they just released a sort of feature-length video for it. It's up on YouTube. These guys are also on Spotify if you want to go check them out. With this song is up there right now. The song is Sanya Setine. It's a good tune. It's a little bit of a rock song, and I really enjoy it. We've played these guys on our show before in a couple of different capacities, and this song is right up there. I really, really enjoy it, and I hope you too. So this is Sanya Setine by Bigfoot Mama.
Ješće kaj zagona, a si še želim letit. Če odklinaš vrata, čuješ luno, ker jaz ostal sem brez besed. So še barve žive in noči skrive, kako zelo še sanja se ti ne. Še sanja. We'll
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to bring us to the end of our show today. I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to my show, and I look forward to any feedback, comments, requests, dedications, anything you would like. And if you want to send me any of those things, you can email me at slowpegpodcast@gmail.com, slopegpodcast@gmail.com. I also want to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors, the Canadian Slovenian Cultural Society, for continuing to support this podcast and let me do this little gig and get it out for you people to listen to. We're going to finish the show today, and one of the things that I love, and I've said it before on this show and I'll say it again, I love doing this show because I get to listen to some really cool Slovenian music, and I get to go out of my way to find really cool Slovenian music. And so I wanted to play something a little different for the end of the show, and I've been researching a little bit on Slovenian jazz music. I played a lot of jazz music growing up, and I listened to a lot of jazz music, and I wanted to hear what Slovenian jazz music sounded like. And in my research, I came across this one name over and over and over again by the fellow by the name of Joža Privšek, Privsek, and the S has a little accent on it. And I started listening to his stuff, and it was really, really good. It's really good big band jazz music. He did a lot of writing in sort of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and kind of is known as one of the more prolific Slovenian jazz performers and writers in the modern era. And as I'm listening, I come across a cover of one of his most famous songs. The song is Namestom Sedani, and the cover is by a woman named Nina Sternad, and this song blew me away. It is a beautifully written song and a beautifully performed song by Miss Nina Sternad, and I really, really wanted to put it on the show this month, and so I'm going to end the show with this song. So I hope you just sit back and just take this in. It is a beautifully simple rendition of the song. It's a stripped back version, not as many instruments, but her voice, you just got to sit there and let it take you places. It is a really, really fantastic tune. So once again, that's Namestom Sedani, and the artist is Nina Sternad, performing the song written by Joža Privšek. So I really hope you sit back and enjoy this song, and we'll see you next month.
Mestom sedani koliko se zbudi želja vprašan ko ugasnejo luči vseh san nad mestom sedani nov dan spregovori o tem in tem če dobro me uči ne vem Zmogla vsaj z nočjo vse to, kar zdaj ne znam. Nad mestom sedani si dvomi jutranji so spet z menoj in si odgovori s teboj. zmogla vsaj z nočjo vse to, kar zdaj ne znam. Nad mestom sedani si dvomi jutra niso spet z menoj in si odgovor.